Now he lifted his muzzle and sniffed the air, caught the acrid scent spore of the reed bark and the heavy scent of man. But Numa was well filled. With a low, disgusted grunt, he rose and slunk away. Brilliantly plumaged birds with raucous voices darted from tree to tree. Little monkeys, chattering and scolding, swung through the swaying limbs above the black warriors. Yet they were alone, for the teeming jungle with all its myriad life, like the swarming streets of a great metropolis, is one of the loneliest spots in God's great universe. But were they alone? Above them, lightly balanced upon a leafy tree limb, a grey-eyed youth watched with eager intentness their every move. The fire of hate restrained smouldered beneath the lad's evident desire to know the purpose of the black men's labours. Such a one as these it was who had slain his beloved Kala. For them there could be naught but enmity, but he liked well to watch them, avid as he was for greater knowledge of the ways of men. He saw the pit grow in depth until a great hole yawned the width of the trail, a hole which was amply large enough to hold at one time all of the six excavators. Tarzan.